Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, Chapter 15, The Lord's Pauganda Lila, Text Number 28. Daive, Eka, Nina, Prabhu, Padia, Asite, Vallabhacharyera, Kanya, Dikhe, Ganga, Pate, Daive Eka Dine Prabhu Padiya Asite. Vallabhacharyera kanya dekhe ganga pate daive kadina prabhu padiya asite vallabhacharyera kanya dekhe ganga pate Kadine Prabhu Padiya Asite Vallabhacharyera Kanya Dikhe Ganga Pate
चर्या कन्या देखे गंगा पथे
Yeah.
accidentally, Ekadina,
one day,
Prabhu, the Lord. Padia,
after studying,
Cité, while he was coming back.
Vallabhacharya, Kanya,
daughter,
Deke,
sees
Gangapati,
on the way to the Ganges. Translation. One day, when the Lord was coming back home from school, he accidentally saw the daughter of Vallabhacharya on the way to the Ganges. Please repeat. One day,
when the Lord was returning home,
the Lord was coming back from school.
He accidentally saw the daughter
of Vallabhacharya
on the way to the Ganges.
Text 29. Purva Siddha Bhavadan Hara Udaya Karila Daive Vanamali Gataka Sat. When the Lord and Lakshmi Devi met, their relationship awakened. Having already been settled, and coincidentally, the marriage maker Vanamali came to see such a matter. Purport. Vanamali Gataka, a resident of Navadvip and a Brahmana by caste, arranged the marriage of the Lord to Lakshmi Devi. He was formerly Vishwamitra, who negotiated the marriage of Lord Ramachandra. And later he was the Brahmana who negotiated the marriage of Lord Krishna with Rukmini Devi. That same Brahmana acted as a marriage maker of the Lord in Chaitanya Lila. Text 30. Following the indications of Sachi Devi, Vanamali Gataka arranged the marriage, and thus in due course the Lord married Lakshmi Devi. Vrindavan Das Thakura has elaborately described all these pastimes of the Lord's early age. What I have given is but a condensed presentation of the same pastimes. The Lord had performed many varieties of pastimes in his early age, and Srila Vrindavan Das Thakura has described them elaborately. I have given but a single hint of these pastimes. For Vrindavan Das Thakura, in his book Chaitanya Mangala, now Chaitanya Bhagavat, had described them all vividly. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, That is, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, falling in their footsteps. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purport to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and the Lila, 15th chapter, describing the Lord's Pauganda Lila. Chapter 16. The pastimes of the Lord in his childhood and youth. This chapter fully describes Lord Chaitanya's Kaishora Lila, or the activities he performed just before attaining Lord. During this time, he studied deeply and was victorious over greatly learned scholars. During his Kaishora Lila, the Lord also sported in the water. He went to East Bengal to secure financial assistance, cultivate knowledge, and introduce the Sankirtan movement. And there he met Kapuna Mishra, whom he instructed about spiritual advancement and ordered to go to Varanasi. While Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was touring East Bengal, his wife, Lakshmi Devi, was beaten by serpents, or by the serpents of separation. And thus she left this world. When the Lord returned home, he saw that his mother was overwhelmed with grief because of Lakshmi Devi's death. Therefore, at her request, he later married his second wife, Vishnu Priya Devi. This chapter also describes the Lord's argument with Keshava Kashmir, the celebrated scholar. And the Lord's criticism of his prayer glorifying Mother Ganges. In this prayer, the Lord found five kinds of literary ornaments and five kinds of literary faults. Thus, defeating the pandit. Later, the Kashmir Pandita, who was known to have been victorious all over the country, submitted himself to the goddess of learning. And by her order, he made Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the morning of the next day, and surrendered unto him. In the previous chapter 15, it is said that Vanamali has been befolding the Lord in all his incarnations. In Treta Yuga, Lord Machandra, he arranged the marriage as Vishwamitra Muni. See, Vishwamitra Muni is Vanamali, arranging the marriage of Lakshmi Devi with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he also arranged the Brahmana, the marriage of Krishna and Rukmini Devi. So Vishwamitra Muni has been following the Lord from Treta Yuga to Dwapara Yuga Kaliyuga. Here also in chapter 16, there's a great personality here, Keshava Kashmir. Keshava Kashmir is Digvijaya. We're going to hear about him. Vrindavan Das Thakura explained that. Keshava Das Kavira Goswami is quoting him. He has already elaborately described in his Chaitanya Bhagavat the personalities who are associating with the Lord. Keshava Kashmir, who is in Chaitanya Lila, a Digvijaya. In his former life, he is one of the four Sampradaya Acharyas. All the four Sampradaya Acharyas, all the Acharyas that came in Chaitanya Lila, all of them. And Keshava Kashmir is one of them. Which one is that? Which one? It's four. One of the four. Sampradaya child. Which one? We have Madhvacharya, right? Madhvacharya. We have Vishnu Swami, we have
Sri Sampradaya.
Who is Acharya? Who is Acharya?
Nimbarka
Acharya. And who again? The last one. Sankaracharya.
Ramanujacharya.
Ramanujacharya. Ramanujacharya is what you say something. So, Ramanujacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbarkacharya, and Bhattacharya. These are four acharyas. All of them, they came in Chaitanya Lila. And in this particular case, is Nimbarkacharya. Keshava Kashmir Nimbarkacharya. In Nimbarka. He has gotten the blessing from the Lord. The mercy of the Lord. Very powerful. The Lord bless him that you come in my Chaitanya Lila. So he came as Digvijaya. Keshava Kashmir. He is very powerful. Very powerful. He travels with a truck load of books as long as 2 kilometers. That is how he travels. It's full of books. He take any book. He don't have to look at it. Don't take any book from his shelf. Open any page. Just tell him the page where you are. He will narrate everything, any scripture. And normally, if you are like that, you'll be humble. No, you cannot be humble. You're very proud. So Keshava Kashmir was really proud. He's proud. His pride was like Mount Meru. So he traveled like that. The vehicle that takes him is false ego. That's the vehicle that takes him to travel to wherever he goes. It is false ego that takes him. That is his vehicle. And when he came to Navadvip, all the pomp did in Navadvip ran away. Navadvip was the center of learning. All the scholars, all the notable scholars are from Navadvip. Anchitana who also appeared. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave him benediction in the past lives. Now he came. So one evening, all the pandits in Navadvip ran away just to hear his name, that Keshava Kashmiri has entered Navadvip. All the pandits disappeared. And here in this log it is said, Daive means what? So Papa translated this accidentally. What is accidental? There's no accident in the spiritual circle. There's no accident. But here Papa used the word accident. The translation, Daive accidental. What does it mean? Why the word is used, accidental? It means providence. So Daive here means providence. By providence, by arrangement of providence, Keshava Kashmir happens to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. The word Daive is used. At the bank of Ganga, the Lord Providence is making the arrangements suitable for his pastime. He arranged everything. So Keshava Kashmir came and met the Lord. The Lord was actually waiting. And he introduced himself. Chaitanya said, my dear, the whole world worship you. You are so great, so wonderful. When business people meet, what do they discuss? What do? When business people meet, they will entertain themselves through business discussion. When devotees meet, what do we discuss? Everybody knows, but don't do that. Theory. You are too theoretical. Yeah, that is what we should do. When we meet, we should talk about Krishna. Not about the third person who is not with us. Not about that. We should discuss scripture. We should talk about how our spiritual health is going on. Not our material health. How our spiritual health is. If you have a spiritual health, you will also have automatically material health. If you are spiritually sick, you will be materially sick also. So when devotees meet, we look at what is our spiritual health. We'll discuss that. What scripture we are reading, how much we are understanding, what is the quality of our practice. That is what we should do. When lawyers meet, they won't talk about Krishna.
Yes, no.
When you talk about different cases, the experience, the cases, the present case you're having at hand, which is very difficult, they have to search scriptures. They are scriptures. So when scholars meet, Vedic scholars, when they meet, what do they do? What is the entertainment?
Scriptures.
They shook hands? Do they shake hands with each other? No. They discuss the scripture. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, my dear, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced himself, Keshava Kashmir immediately. He said, yes, I have heard of you, just a small boy. He is just a student of grammar. That's all. Immediately he has described him. Yeah, you is low class grammar. You don't know the scripture. Chaitanya was, he took it from there. He said, yes, it is true. I'm just a small boy. So anyway, we are by the Ganga. Can you just say something about Ganga? Let's enjoy yourself. Immediately, just a moment, Keshav Kashmir composed fresh, not from the scripture, he composed fresh sloka from his head, 100 at a stretch. Chitanam said yes. Actually, this really befits your quality. So Keshav Kashmir's ego increased. The Lilo is glorifying him. Increase. And then to bring the ego down, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "My dear sir, thank you so much for this. This is great. Great. If you look at this very carefully, is there any mistake here? Yes, Keshav Kashmir mistake in my life? There's nothing like that." Sri Chaitanya said, "My dear sir, please, can you look at it very carefully? Is any mistake here?" Keshav Kashmir said, "No, there can't be. By the way, you are just a student of grammar anyway, so if you look at our scriptures very carefully and we are connected. You see, our chariots, they decorate their words. Like everyone is decorated. Everyone is decorated. So also when that chariot is speaking, their word also is a complete, they are ornamented. Not just they don't just speak, their word is ornamented. If you look at this slope, can you find ornaments here? Look at it. Can you find any ornament that decorate this here? Look very carefully. Is there any ornament here? If you are true, let me know. Yes.
Accidentally. Just say not so accidentally so.
Yes. Ornament. Decorating what? What does it decorate? I agree with you. Yes, an ornament. An ornament. What is it decorating?
The way he saw.
Thank you. Anyone else? Yes, it's got it. Can you see any ornament on this wall? One day, when the Lord was coming back from school, he accidentally saw the daughter of Vallabhacharya on the way to the Ganges. One day, when the Lord was coming back from school, he accidentally saw the daughter of Vallabhacharya on the way to the Ganges. See any ornament here? This is how we should study our scriptures. This is how we should study our scriptures. Don't just read our scriptures. This is not novels. These are not novels. They are something different, completely different. they, They don't just speak. Everything is powerful. Every word, every single word, powerful. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming from school, right? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming from school. And what happened? He decorated with the ornament of the daughter of Vallabhacharya. Right? And where is he going? To Ganges. He's going to Ganga. These are all the ornaments decorating Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His school, daughter of Vallabhacharya, and Ganga. All are with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's the ornament.
Alright?
This is the beauty of our acharyas, their devotion, and their words. Their words are powerful. They are all ornament. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, Keshava Kashmir, is there any mistake here? In the ornaments we have decorated Ganga with, is there any mistake in the ornament? Did you put earring on the leg? Keshava Kashmir, no, everything is perfectly, the earring is perfect, the armlet are all perfect. I didn't mix anything. Everything is perfect, like everything is all perfect. All the jewels are nice. I didn't forget anything. Then Chaitanya will say, there is, can I say something? Will you be annoyed if I say something? Will you be annoyed?
No problem.
Can I say something?
Yes, say something.
He agreed, but why did he agree? He agreed. What can you say about what I have done? He's a small boy. What can you say? That was his mind.
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, first of all, there is a misplacement of ornament here. Eh? Which one? You have made Lord Shiva's wife a prostitute. The whole world knows that Babadi has only one husband. But here, you have mentioned that she has another man other than Shiva. When Keshava Kashmir saw that, he was speechless. He was completely baffled. His intelligence failed. His mind failed. Therefore, his word became dry. He couldn't speak a word. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, actually, my dear sir, if you want to look at this very critically, there are more faults. By then, he couldn't speak anything again. He was completely finished. Then, all the other devotees were afraid. They became very happy that yes, we have been protected. They wanted to laugh. Chaitanya was quiet. So they hit their mouth. At least they should enjoy the festival of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has established. They should enjoy it. They laugh secretly. And to pacify him, Lord Chaitanya is very, very intelligent, very experienced. Seeing his situation, he said, my dear sir, let us go home. It is night. Let us go home. And tomorrow, we'll meet here. Then we'll continue. Keshava said, yes. So he went straight to his house. when he went to the house, he went straight to his altar and fell flat before his deity. He cried, I traveled the whole world, defeated all the bandits. Why did you do this to me? If you have to disgrace me, should it be a boy? Why not a man like me? Why a boy? Why? What did I do? This is what we say. when we are confronted with a political situation, we ask the Lord, why? Why me? Why not? Why not? Why me? It shouldn't be me. It should be. Saraswati spoke to him. My dear Keshava Kasmi, you see, I live on your tongue. So wherever you go, I was the one speaking. See, you defeated everybody. But today, you were standing before my master. So I cannot stand there with you. So I came behind you. And that was the problem. That person you are calling a boy is my master. He's the supreme representative of Godhead that I worship. But your scholarship has blinded you. Your knowledge has blinded you. Knowledge shouldn't blind someone. Knowledge should help us to realize reality from darkness. But knowledge also can blind someone. Your knowledge has blinded you that you couldn't see the Supreme Personality of Godhead standing before you face to face. You couldn't see that. So, can one say that you are a knowledgeable person or you are a fool? You have been celebrating ignorance all the long, all your lifetime. Ignorance you have been celebrating. So I request you, my dear, go to that boy you are calling, that man you are calling a boy, go to him and surrender your life to him if you care for your life. So it is mentioned here the next day, early in the morning, Keshava Kasmi came. Krishna Das and Vrindavan Das Thakura described. Vrindavan Das Thakura said, when Keshava Kasmi came to the Lord in the morning, early in the morning he came to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As soon as he came and saw the Lord, he fell flat on the ground. The previous night he didn't offer obeisance to Chaitanya. He didn't offer obeisance to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We mentioned before, he was riding on what? His vehicle was falsifiable. So he couldn't come down from there to offer obeisance. But this morning the vehicle is removed. It had been destroyed. So he's walking on the ground, therefore he could see properly. So he offered obeisance flat on the ground. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, please don't do this. He raised him up from the ground, but he couldn't wake up. He couldn't. Because now he's a different person. Is completely different from the person of yesterday. He is no more the Digvijaya Keshava Kasmi. And he's what? The devotee. And he's a devotee. He has seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu before in the past. He saw Radha and Krishna, and Radha and Krishna came together as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He fell unconscious. When he regained consciousness, he said, I want to preach. Gauranga told him, don't speak about me now. Because I have just shown you this form. I will not reveal it yet. Until when I will show this form in Kali Yuga, after that, then you can speak about me. So here, Chaitanya will raise him up from the ground, embrace him very tightly, embracing him. Vrindavan Das Thakura said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu destroyed the shackles that chained all the living entities to material world. He destroyed them and threw them in a distance that it will never come back. May that be our situation. Let them who destroy the shackles that binds all of us to the material world and throw it in the distance that will never come back to us again. All right? Hare Krishna. Comments? Questions? Yes, sir.
We see that this person, he was confronting Chaitanya, same way like Ramchandra Puri. But why this one got mercy and the other one didn't get mercy?
Very good. Keshava Kashmir, he didn't recognize the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he didn't offer business. He just greeted him casually. And he's challenging him on scriptural basis, not devotional. Ramachandra Puri. Also, he didn't recognize Bhaktivinoda Mahaprabhu as Supreme Personality of Godhead. Instead, he criticized him. So, what is the difference? That was the question. What is the difference? Ramachandra Puri is offensive. He has offended his spiritual master, and his spiritual master cursed him. That mercy the curse on his head follows him everywhere. Keshava Kashmir, he's not offensive. He is simply proud. He's not offensive. His situation is different. He's simply debating, not offensive. Because that is his position, that he knows the scripture and he has to find scholar. That was that time. And people don't study scripture to become devotees. They study scripture as a way for entertainment, just to exist. So he was not offensive, but Ramachandra Puri was offensive. He blasphemed Bhaktivinoda Mahaprabhu. Keshava Kashmir don't blaspheme Bhaktivinoda Mahaprabhu. He didn't. We may see be in the same situation, but what follows us behind is always different. One day I saw where two group brothers were sitting together and they were discussing. My Gurudev came to meet these two devotees. These two devotees sitting there, they were discussing. They're not discussing the wrong thing, they were just talking. My Gurudev came to the two devotees and he pointed to one, "Leave here, leave this place, go and chant." I was wondering why he didn't tell both of them to go and chant? Why didn't tell both of them to go and chant? Why did he tell one, just one of them? And the one he told to go and chant was his own personal driver, who follows him everywhere. He's his secretary and his driver. He follows him everywhere. The other one doesn't travel with him everywhere. It's his secretary, the one who accompanies him everywhere, his he ordered to go and chant and left that one. As soon as he did that, he left. So my mind, I was What? His partiality? That's what I was thinking in my mind. Then, after a while, out of fear, I didn't say, but in my mind, I was asking Gurudev, why you didn't tell both of them to go and chant? I didn't ask him physically. I was afraid. But in my mind, I asked. So after some time, then this very devotee, on his own, confidentially, he told me, you know, for a long time now, I am not chanting. I only put the proper chapa tape and just hear. I don't chant. Then my mind went, it's okay, now I got my answer. He had not been chanting. I didn't know. But Gurudev knows. So he came and told him, go and chant. The other person is chanting. So he didn't tell him to go and chant because he's chanting. The other person is not chanting. So he told him, go and chant. Because he knows. I didn't know. That's the difference. So when something happens, even though it is the same, we should not judge it externally. We should be careful and look at the situation very carefully before it says. So Ramachandra Puri is offensive. He is blasphemous. Kesava cast me, although he's very proud, but he was not blasphemous. So he's not offensive. He was simply proud. So the situations are not the same. This is my understanding according to my on level.
You mentioned about traveling on the vehicle of possible. So what is the hope for a devotee who is traveling on that vehicle?
If he is fortunate, if he is fortunate like Keshava Kashmir, he will meet somebody who will help him to bring him down. Defeat. The Krishna always do that. The Krishna told Indra like that. I don't like to see my devotees cry. If I see that, I will find a way to help him. So that's what I did. I'm not interested in that position. Go back to your heaven. Krishna always do that. If we are trying, if we are trying our best in Krishna country, whatever fault is there, Krishna will find a way to help us. All right?
Referring to this question, the very first day you mentioned our mind is a battlefield and our target is Maya. Then referring to his question, like we are hovering platform of ignorance. So how we can equip ourselves, how we can arm ourselves so that we can come out of this battlefield safely.
Everything in Krishna consciousness is so meaningful. So meaningful. The way our acharyas design our lives is so wonderful. If we simply follow them, if we simply appreciate what is available, we will not have difficulties. If we appreciate what is happening, the arrangement, for the mercy our charis has given to us. In different forms. Number one, hearing. Hearing. How do we get knowledge? How do we get knowledge? The teacher will come with a cutlass, tear the head, and then load the knowledge and go back. Does it work like that? No. Sabda Brahma. Hearing. That's how we got knowledge, by hearing. So this association is created for us to hear. Actually, Sri Prabhupada said the main reason why he established this ISKCON is to give us chance to hear. That's the purpose of ISKCON. To hear. If we hear, our ignorance will be destroyed. So, that is the duty of Shiksha, Guru. Shiksha. Shiksha means what? What is Shiksha? To speak to us. To speak. For us to hear. By hearing, we will understand. Oh, I'm riding on a vehicle of ego, which is not good. Let me get down. Hearing. So we should make effort. We should make effort every day to hear. Hear. Hear from anybody. Because the direction the message is coming from, who knows? Who knows? In the Bhagavad time, we hear who is that? A Brahmana who has 24 spiritual masters. No, not Avanti. Avanti is different from this one. Avadut. Brahmana. Avadut. He has 24 spiritual masters. So when you hear this, we have been talking about how ornamented. Every office is so ornamented, so powerful. So when you hear this, one person having 24 spiritual masters, what comes to your mind? What should come to mind? What should be your realization when you hear 24 spiritual masters for one man?
Plenty of support.
Respectful. To follow. 24 spiritual masters, one person having, in one lifetime, not that is many lifetimes, one lifetime. So when they have been 24 spiritual masters, what do you think about? What comes to your mind?
Very appreciative.
Appreciative?
He's eager to learn.
Yes, yes. He is eager. It is eagerness that is making him to have 24 spiritual masters. He's serious. Nothing else. There's nothing behind 24 spiritual masters. The only one thing, eagerness. He's serious. He wants to know. So we should be eager to hear. Properly use the word. First come to all the pages. Eager to hear. We should be eager to hear. A person who is very eager to hear is very, very fortunate. Because he will hear. In every lecture, every class he attends, he will get something. It doesn't matter who is speaking. Why? Because of the eagerness of that devotee who wants to hear, whoever is, even if it's an ant sitting there, Krishna will use that ant to give something for the person who is very eager to hear. The person who is not eager, even if Krishna himself is speaking, he will never hear anything. Nothing. You only find fault. You see how he's speaking. But he didn't speak like that. See the way he sat. You see, he's sitting like this. But he don't sit like this. Nothing. Eagerness is a qualification to hear. For anyone to hear, for anyone who wants to hear, look at the ornament. Look at the ornament. For anyone to hear, the ornament, one, eagerness. Two, it must be very, very sincere. If you want to hear, these are the ornament. It must be very, very eager. It must be very, very sincere. It must be very, very faithful. Faithful. If you don't have faith in the speaker, you won't hear anything. If you're not sincere, who can this person tell you? Humility. Humility. If you're not humble, you don't hear from anybody. Keshava Kasmi didn't hear from Lachitana Mahaprabhu. It's the next day he came to hear. The previous day, he was the one speaking. So when you are speaking, what do you hear? Nothing. Humility. So these are the ornaments for any person who wants to hear. Trust. You must trust the speaker. That this person can give me something. So the ears is wide open, waiting. And the Krishna will supply. Alright?
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Sri Prabhupada ki jai.